welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host, Reggie. Tonight, Joe and I will have the pleasure of speaking to former Vaughn Soccer Club alum, former Syracuse Orangeman and Orlando City Soccer Club player, and current member of the Club de Foot Montreal and the Canadian men's national team, none other than Kamal Miller. We discuss with Kamal the trials and tribulations on his journey to becoming a pro. So guys, stay tuned for that. But as usual, if you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com, that's football spelt F-U-T-B-O-L, weekly.com. You can subscribe and follow us on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. You can subscribe to us on Twitter, the @ football weekly pod, all one word. You can subscribe to download all our episodes. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, we're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, we're on Audible, we're on every platform you use to download podcast episodes. Exciting show, can't wait to talk to Kamal. So guys, as usual, sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this.
Hello everyone, I'm Kamal Miller, center back for Club de Foot Montreal and the Canadian men's national team, and you're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Joe, the content just keeps coming, right?
Oh, the hits keep on coming, the stars get brighter, the ballers keep coming, man.
That's it. I mean, 2 weeks ago we had Alistair Johnston on the show. Last week we had Dane St. Clair. This week we got another baller. We got another big baller from the MLS.
Oh, big baller, man. This is an exciting one for sure. They've all been exciting, but these guys are now going to get all mad. But damn, we're really excited about this one. Yeah. Our guest is probably laughing too.
This one makes the trifecta complete, I believe. So,
yes, sir.
Who do we got today?
Well, we finally have this brilliant young man. We've been telling you, just like the other two guys we just had on, and all of our other guys that have made it to the pros and they're just, you know, trying to do their thing. And this guy's no different. We've been talking about this young man for a long time, Reg. Right? We've been saying, look out for this guy. I remember telling you about this kid. I said, yo, Reggie, this guy can play. Let me tell you, you know, like left-footed center back, tackles, plays, leadership, hates to lose. Personality, grown so much. This young man is truly remarkable, just like all the other guys we've had on. Special young kid, of course, played in Ontario here with Vaughn Soccer Club under Patrice Geyser, Karma Sacco, and so on. And of course, a little bit of time under me here and there in some games, but all credit to those guys I mentioned first with Patrice and Carm and other guys too in the club, Vince Calabria too, guys like this. But you know, it was part of our high performance program with Patrice, and then finally went on and had some youth national team appearances, some love, and of course went on to star at Syracuse, where he had a great college career there and scored some goals, did his thing, made a college cup appearance, you know, in a tough conference in the ACC, then gets drafted to Orlando City and plays, and he'll tell you, in the most MLS games out of our guys, none other than Mr. Miller himself, Kamal Miller. Hello, Kamal.
Hey, how you doing?
How was that, Kamal? Not bad, eh? Not bad for an intro.
Pretty good.
Kamal, I want to say your current club, but we're not making a joke here. We just want to know, how do we call your club now?
Club de Foot, Montreal.
What? Yo, Reg, done. Show's over.
That's it?
I can't follow that, bro. Okay. It's amazing. Let's go, Kamal. Well, Kamal, that's great. All kidding aside, we are excited because you had a great run in Orlando. We'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, you had a playoff run, and you got serious minutes. And it's exciting to have you back on this side of the border, and obviously with a new opportunity and playing for a guy that Reggie followed his Gunner career, and here we are, me. But we'll get to that. 100%. Yeah, we'll get to that.
My guy, indeed.
There you go.
So Kamal, we usually start off the show when we have guests on. We dive a little bit into their footballing lives. First off, we start off usually by asking, what made you fall in love with football? Was there a game or a player or a team that you watched one day and said, you know what, I'm going to aspire to be just like that professional soccer player and, you know, and put in the work to become a pro?
This is always a funny question because I'm supposed to be big tough center back, but the player who really made me fall in love with the game was Arjen Robben. Funny wow. enough, oh, wow. growing up, I was an attacker, believe it or not, and
yes, sir.
Just how good he was with his left foot, and being left-footed myself, I just found an instant connection with him. So wherever he went, I followed. I loved the Dutch national team. That was my national team I supported. And when he transferred to Bayern Munich, I went with him as well. So that's one of my earliest memories with football. But as I've gotten older, who I've tried to model my game around and who I fell in love with has definitely been Sergio Ramos.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Mr. Yeah. Miller. So I knew Kamal had a love for Bayern Munich. And again, Reggie, and we talked about this off air, me and Kamal, this is not Kamal just now. And of course, Kamal's a, you know, these are his peers now. Kamal is a pro. But back in the day when he was just, you know, a young kid here in the GTA, he was a big fan of Bayern Munich too. So, you know, always a big club for sure, but not just the bandwagon. So I give Kamal a lot of credit for that too. But I did not know Arjen Robben. I should have known that. Wow. Yeah, well done, Kamal.
Yeah, it's an interesting one that some people don't believe it's true, but it is.
Well, I'll say it. Listen, I mean, we'll talk about Kamal's journey. What's nice about it is, and yes, just like Dane and Alistair and other guys we've had on, we talked about, you know, I used to see these guys at, and Kamal laugh when I mentioned this, you know, the famous hallowed grounds of McNaughton. And I remember one training session. We're actually across the street, to tell you the truth, and you know, Patrice Geyser, you know, the leader of the program, and, you know, Pat would tell me what I need to work on with the guys, and hey, no problem, you know, set it up. And we're working on a game, and it was, you know, quote unquote, big game, and we're, you know, coming out of the back, and how are we going to get out? I remember being on the phone, I never forget this, and he says, well, what do you think? Like, I said, well, you know how you usually know, what's popular now, guys? Split the center backs, number six, D mid comes to collect, right? And we said, I don't know, man. I think we got to come out with Kamal. It's like our center back. Yeah, maybe let's. And we love Kai. Oh, is anybody who's got more heart than Kai Olguin, right? Kamal, like, what a guy. Right. Amazing.
What a player.
Great player. Heart. Oh, Reggie, you would love this guy.
Yeah.
And you know, all due respect to them, we're like, I said, maybe we should get them to get the hell out of the way and bring the ball up with our center back and Kamal. So that's how quality young Kamal had. He was so good. All joking aside, you know, you don't find many center backs that are left-footed, right, Reggie? You know, you played that spot. And to hit, you know, obviously he can hit, he can ping a ball, but break lines, want to play football. And I remember Patrice always would say, like, oh, no, Kamal's getting bored. Because he had such a urge to, you know, drive the ball forward. But again, I think that's, if you look now, right, center backs, they, you know, drive through lines, not just pass through them. And there's Kamal and,
right.
I mean, I really, right, Kamal, it's funny. You always had that, right? So it was just interesting that, you know, you're a ball player. And I think people are going to start to see that, right? Hopefully.
Most definitely.
Don't worry, Kamal. They put all the best players at the back anyway, eventually, right? So
hey, you have to. Kamal, Reggie, come on. Listen, Kamal's playing in the MLS. He's in a national team camp. Reggie and I, we play pickup 7v7. Hey, they're both of equal importance, right, Kamal?
Of course.
and you gotta keep the back tight, man. You can't just anybody play in the back, of course. So Kamal, we said, started under Pat, Patrice Geyser at Vaughan, and was a major, major part of our 97 and 96 mixed team and a team that went on. And we talked about with Dane about that first year in League One. And obviously Kamal was part of that team that won the League Cup against, you know, Sigma. And I remember this, Kamal, I told the story with Dane being in net as a young 17-year-old. I think you might have been 17, Kamal, that final at BMO. And
yes.
Right? About that, because you were still going into the year that you were going to be like your senior year of high school.
Right. So 17, yeah.
Yeah, right. So we weren't sure yet. Like we always said, you know, Kamal's got the most potential. Man, the potential, right? Register, this kid has got something.
Right.
Right? And I remember going to that game, I'm going, I was nervous for Kamal and Dane because they were the young guys. They had a lot to show. And here's Kamal at 17, and he's marking Emery Welshman, just at MLS, right? And I'm like, yo, this is a great challenge. And, you know, Kamal didn't skip a beat. Reggie, what do you want your center back to do? Win his battles, command presence. If he can play, make some passes. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Wow, this young man did that. Kamal, what was that like? I mean, you never got nervous, but what, did you just say that was one of those games where like, hey, man, I think I can keep going? I don't know. For me watching, it felt that way. I don't know about you, but.
Yeah, first of all, I was, what a team we had playing. Even before that, playing with some of these guys that I grew up playing with, even when I was a bit younger. I remember Patrice brought me out to my first men's league game. And just seeing these guys, they were like superstars to me. The Joe Amatos, the Joe D's, the
Alons,
the Andrew Ornox, the Stinson, the Jonathan Laos. These guys were like next level to me. So just being on the same pitch, even with them, was such an honor. So I knew I always had to bring my best to prove to them that I could bang and I could play with them. So, but you're right. That game I was playing beside Hank Moody, I believe. What a player. What a player Hank was. So, yeah, he just gave me the – we were total opposites, and he knew it as well. At that age, I was already better than him on the ball. But as a traditional center back, he was unreal. And just the partnership there, he really allowed me to be myself and to do what I do best with coming out the back and breaking lines and springing the attack. So from an early age I was just surrounded by such a good team to allow me to be myself and to grow into what I loved best with playing out the back and starting the attack, yeah.
Not bad, eh, Reggie? Young man. Not well spoken, I say it. Amazing. Come on. You know, that's amazing. That Come on, mention these guys that, you know, you have reverence for and respect. And I think that's where we give Pat a lot of, Patrice, a lot of credit is to bring in, quote-unquote, younger guys with the older lads, the older guys, just to see what it was like. And I remember, Kamal will tell you, Dane said it, Alistair said it. Training was, you know, training wasn't just like, hey, man, this is a nice kick around. Training was serious, right? Kamal, like, it was like, you're right. Here, you got to bring it, you right. know? And you wanted to be in that, Reggie can attest to this too, Reggie's a baller as well. You know, you want to be in that final, like, 9v9, 8v8, that final group. You don't want to be doing the cool down and saying you guys can go. And I remember Kamal would like, be looking at me like, am I going to go in? And I'm like, yo, come on, I'm just collecting balls right now. You got to talk, you know, because they would come talk to me. And I remember I'm like, you know, like, yeah, I think so. But, you know, and I think sometimes Pat would do it to Kamal to push him because we knew what we had. I think we all, Kamal, to be fair, like the maturation level of all you guys, but you in particular was something that was nice to see. Like you saw, we always saw ability. We always said you played like a man, you know, at a young age. And beyond your years. And that's a great story. Hank Moody, who was Reggie. Let me tell you, man. This guy looked like he'd been in, like, more bar fights than, I don't
right.
know.
Wow.
Right? Right? Come on. Am I right? Like, beard. Yeah. Like
massive, you know, beard.
Right?
played JUCO in Texas.
Like, yeah. He's like been all through this, it all. All the stories. And then you have – that's amazing. You say the insight of, hey, you know what? This kid could play. And he can play out the back. And again, we mentioned Dane, you know, one of your best friends. And you guys mm-hmm. are 17 years old and just command. Like, Reggie, I want to make this clear. This was a League Cup final. A lot of eyes watch you. First year of a pretty important league, as now we know. We've had a lot of guys on from it and coaching it and so on. And these two young bucks playing in there as center back, Reg, and right. and goalkeeper, you know, those are leadership positions, right? We talked about it with Kamal. I don't care with Dane. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, how old you are. You're in those spots, you got to be a leader. And they were, and it was really fun to watch. Not gonna lie, it was nervous for me to watch because these are these, you know, I want these kids to do well. And it was great because, again, that was a great moment because I think it foreshadowed a lot. So come on, then you know, things start to move. You become, mm-hmm. you guys become that group, and we're in the high performance group. And for you, at what point were you like, yo, listen, I need to be more serious about this. I think I can do something with this.
For me, it was when some of the college coaches started to show up to our training sessions, not even games. They were at the same rate they were at the showcase
See, Reggie,
games.
I don't lie.
They were at our training sessions. And I think the first one who really made me click was Mike Miller when he was at Syracuse at the time. Extremely cold day. Like, he had no business being there at training. And
yeah, I was there. Kamal, go on. Yeah,
so he was there and watched the training session and he liked me and stuff like that. And then I remember it was time to send in my transcripts and stuff because he wanted to get me committed to Syracuse much earlier than I did. But once I sent that in, it was like, hold on here, this is not going to work out. So that's when the switch went on in my head. Like, I need to cut everything else out and strictly focus on soccer in school.
That's pretty amazing. Reggie knows. I've talked about you guys even off air, and obviously a little bit of insight on that too. And Kamal might remember or not, but I remember when we were discussing with Patrice and Carmen, how are we gonna, address the situation? I don't know if you remember that, Kamal, but we were trying to figure out, okay, like how are we gonna, get this young man some help, right? Like, just some guidance, maybe if there's, a course that he needed, because and so on. The Mike Miller story is a great story because I get there too, Reg. I'm going there. I get introduced. Mike Miller, Syracuse, this is great, even for a coach. I'm wearing my high school's toque, right? Where me and Reggie went to school, Brother Andre, Cardinals. It looks like the Louisville Cardinals, Reg. So again, Kamal will tell you, and you know too. You played down there, Division One school. You're tied to your school. And he was like, it was not a good first impression for me. I'm like, hi, Mike, nice to meet you. I'm Joe Colangelo. He's like, Louisville, huh? I was, pardon me? Yeah, well, he goes, I'll talk to you. I'm like, no. So that's what I remember about that day. And then it quickly became, and he even asked me, what do you know about Kamal? And then, again, I said, I'm biased and this and this and that. And then, yeah, so again, so that's those little moments, right, Kamal? So then, Kamal, you really had to bust it. Like, our young lads, our young dogs need to know, right? Like, yes, school might want you. Yes, you're good enough. But there's that thing, it's called school.
Yeah, it was a mess. At the time, I believe I was in 10th grade going into the 11th grade, and by that time everyone is already set to just finish strong. But by that time it was like I was starting fresh, because college was never really a thing for me. We didn't have too much older guys or things talk to me too much about the NCAA and how it works and becoming eligible and the clearing house and all that stuff like that. So
We're learning on the fly, yeah.
by the time it was time to send in my transcripts and stuff, I was completely ineligible. Most schools told me that it wouldn't work. Most schools gave up on me, but Syracuse was the one that stuck with me. So in 11th grade, I had to go back and do grade 9 and 10 math. So I was in 11th grade in the classroom with the younger kids, just trying to catch up and get it together so I can be eligible. So yeah, really, it was no game. I was doing double night school, summer
Yes.
school. It took a lot. It really took a lot, and a lot of people don't know that and didn't see the work that was put in, but really it was a lot, especially to balance soccer at such a high level. We were playing out with Vaughn. We were probably the best non-professional team for youth soccer in Canada. So it was a lot. There were times where I would have to miss sessions, miss games, just to make sure I was eligible and get on track to be up to speed with the school part of it.
Yeah, a lot of guys would have given up. You see so many stories about, even
Right.
basketball players or whoever. This guy was better than Jordan. This guy was better than this guy, and they just never got it together and they just gave up because it was too hard. But so, kind of speaks to your work ethic and your attitude that you were able to overcome everything and put the work in and get to where you are today. And this is what we at the podcast want to bring out to people, so people hear your story and they might think that
Right.
it's not a foregone conclusion that I can't make it. I can do it because I heard Kamal Miller did it, right? So that's kudos to
That's
you.
such a good point, Reggie. And
Exactly.
again, knowing Kamal's story a little bit, and when he was doing that's no joke. And I mean, to a lot of guys say, no, I can't do this. I'm not going to grade 9 class.
Right.
I'm not gonna do this. And Kamal, I'm gonna be honest, we were worried. We were very worried because we knew he was good enough. It wasn't even a question of him being good enough. Never, never. And for Kamal to bear down, I remember this one conversation, Kamal, I said, yo, Pat, is this going to happen? He's like, I don't, Kamal's laughing because he knows. He's like, I do not know. Patrice, right? Like the world could be falling. And then in the next moment, everything's great. So he's like, I'm not sure. It's right now. It's a disaster. So I think that was more for like, because we were looking into something, Kamal, I don't know if you remember, with your night school teacher and stuff. And then, right. You remember that. And then, again, we just said, well, let's just see. And you know, like Reggie just said, it's credit to you. You busted your ass. I mean, not a lot of people know that. There was no like, Kamal would take a practice off here and there, but we want to make that clear. There was still 6 days a week at Vaughn, right. Like at least. And if he was off for something, he had to make it up for it. It was not, you know, everyone right. waiting around, yeah. right, Reggie? Because he and Kamal can probably attest to this. You didn't want to miss because you don't know who else is showing up.
Exactly.
Right? So it was next man up. So pretty amazing. So Kamal, I mean, of course, yeah, like Syracuse is interested. I mean, wow, like that's no joke. That's a big time school, big time reputation. That's always in the back of your head, I guess, right? Like I have a chance here, right?
It was an interesting one because right after that, Mike Miller left to go to UConn.
That's right.
So the talks kind of died down. There was no more check-ins from Mike Miller to see how's night school going, how's summer school going. So there was a point where I was like, is this even worth it? Does Syracuse mm-hmm. still want me? But I kept going knowing that someone is going to, I'm going to end up somewhere. So mm-hmm. I just have to be ready when my name is called. So I couldn't take a semester off. If I bombed any of those classes, summer school, night school, anything, I wouldn't have made it. I just made it in terms of completing the requirements. If I started a semester later, I would have had to stay an extra year or go to JUCO or something like that. So I really, really just made it. So the fact that I was able to push through, even not seeing the end goal, was amazing. And I look back now, and at the time, Joe knows I despised school. Like I wanted no parts of it.
Yeah.
So the fact that I completed it was amazing.
So who came in? Which coach came in to Syracuse after Mike Miller left?
It was still the same head coach and assistant coach, but I'm not even sure what happened, but there was a time where the talks completely went cold. I remember it was going into my senior year of college. We were going to the Sigma Showcase, and I had to reach out to Syracuse myself and say, look, like I remember Mike Miller was interested. We'll be playing at this time, this day at the Sigma Showcase. Yeah. Please come and watch me. And no response. But after the game, there they were. There was their assistant coach at the time, Matt Verney, who
yes. Manchester United fan, I think, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge Man U fan.
Huge Man U
fan. He won't hold it against him. He's trying to help out.
So. He's a good guy, right?
Yeah, so he was the one who said, okay, like, we like you. Send your transcripts again. We'll see. So at the time, I still didn't have my shit together. So he was like, like we don't know what's going to happen. Like, let's keep in touch. You keep pushing through this, and we'll see what happens. So again,
nothing is a guarantee. Wow.
Right. It was not a guarantee at all. So, yeah, funny how it worked out.
You think they made a call to Mike, the coaches, to come down and watch you? You think they made a call?
Probably. I think Mike is a good guy. So I don't think he would hold out on ruining my chances. So right. I think Mike definitely played a huge role in that.
Come on, we got to mention Coach Mack, right? We got to coach Ian McIntyre if we're going to mention all the other coaches. A great guy, fantastic person. So shout out to Coach Mack. I know he's listened to our show too. So really good guy, Ian McIntyre. And yes, I'm biased to that program. And we'll talk about Kamal. We have to talk about this story. I don't know. So Reggie, Kamal commits. We'll get back. I mean, and Kamal could talk more about his story, but Kamal commits. And part of the great stuff that Patrice puts on is games, right? College games, or, you know, games against universities or colleges in the United States and Canada. For young players looking to play, looking to get down there to be recruited. We, as Vaughn and Kamal and Dane were with us then too, we go down and we open up Syracuse's brand new field house.
Right.
First game in there, I think, Kamal.
Yeah,
right?
First,
it was red, brand new, paint, everything. And so we go in there. Kamal has committed to Syracuse, right, Reg? Mm-hmm. Dane committed to Maryland. So, you know, we got some ballers. I think Dayon was with us that day too, or that on that trip. Maybe not.
Yeah,
no, he was. Yes, he was. He played Target
at the time.
Yes, to Penn State, and he was playing Target. I like Kamal talked a little bit about that game, right? So many things happened in that game.
Wow.
Right, even from JP too, which is hilarious. But so we go and we play this game. Kamal, let's talk to Reggie and our listeners about that game, that experience.
Yeah, for me, it was probably the most nervous I've been in a game in my whole youth soccer career, just
Wow.
knowing that I'm playing against my future teammates. So first impressions, I didn't want to seem too cocky or nothing or try to big time them if we beat them or something like that. So it was weird to find the balance on how I wanted to approach the game. But yeah, we ended up winning the game. What a game it was, by the way.
Who scored the winning goal? Kamal.
I scored the winning goal from a PK.
Let's go, Reg, from a PK against, like, you're going to the Cuse. You're gonna play for this for the for Syracuse, and here you are, Reg. You go there with your youth team, and you got your boys with you, like your best friends, Dane Sinclair, Deion Harris, and Cole. And there it is, written for Kamal to score the winner. I'm gonna tell you though, you guys have center backs. I've played the game too. Kamal, how much did we defend that game? We were defending. Dane was incredible.
Yeah, Dane was
Incredible.
incredible that game.
Kamal was Reggie. I don't know how many interceptions, tackles, passes. He was unreal. And it was quite the story. And that same day, do you remember what happened with Jared and Julian Boucher?
Oh my gosh. Okay,
I gotta let you tell, Kamal.
so their best player by a mile, German youth international Julian Boucher, the next biggest thing in the NCAA.
Gets drafted to the MLS.
Right, gets drafted to the MLS later, but in that game goes into a 50-50 tackle with probably Vaughn's most feared player of all time.
Absolutely
A
agree.
50-50 tackle, and they both kick the ball at the same time, and the ball pops.
See, Reggie?
The first time I've seen a ball pop
In my life. Come
50-50
on.
in
Have
a
you ever
game.
seen that? Come on. Like, seriously.
Never. That's
Reggie, have you
crazy.
seen that?
I've never
And
seen that.
like, yo. Guys, you guys both played there. Come on, just recently. Those balls, those NCAA balls ain't no joke, man. They're hard.
That's a dream of mine to go into a tackle that hard to pop the ball. I dream about
Reggie,
that.
we open. So Kamal will tell you, we're opening this field house for the first time. It literally sounded like a gunshot.
Yeah.
Kamal, how loud is that?
It was so loud. Like we thought something might have fell off the ceiling. Like
And so
was
there's
crazy.
Kamal. Kamal, what are you thinking? Like, oh my God, man, we just might have killed this guy.
Right, I'm like, there's no way, like, I'm gonna be remembered as my club team injuring, taking out the best player for the next season. Like,
I like Kamal, we laugh now because Julian Boucher, thank God, great footballer, was
right,
okay. But I remember
yeah.
the walk, Reggie. Kamal will tell you. And I'm standing with Patrice and I'm watching Coach Mack, Ian McIntyre, walk across the field. The head coach, Reg, which you don't really usually see this, right, Kamal? And you're like, oh, man. And Pat's like, oh, God, what's going on? And I'm like, why are you looking at me? He goes, I don't want to look. Well, I said, well, coach, I go, McIntyre's walking toward him and he's walking back. And he's like, these are Patrice's words. We are never coming back here again. They are never going to have us back here again. So, thank God, Kamal, Reg, Julian was okay. It was fine. It was a. We didn't find out till about an hour later, right, Kamal? We were still, and there's Kamal going back, and he's in his new facilities. But an amazing performance, and it for me, it said after Julian was okay and things were good. What a way to announce yourself, right, Kamal?
Right.
That was pretty cool, actually. Looking back.
Yeah, most definitely. It was the best feeling because when I first got to campus, I didn't think any of them remembered. But some of them, oh yeah, you scored the game winner against us. Oh yeah, your team was the one who killed Julian. Oh yeah, like you guys beat us that day. That was the first time we ever lost a spring game. Like, oh, so yeah, it was just
That was
good
incredible.
banter.
Like, you're part of that. And that's where you talk about special players, right, Reg? And this was a special group and led by Kamal
Right.
and Dane and Dayon at that time. It was incredible. And I
And
mean,
the
like,
secret weapons. We had our secret weapon that day.
go ahead, Kaval.
We had our secret weapon, Joe D, and they had no idea who this guy was
No idea.
in the middle
Kaval,
pulling strings.
do you remember who else we had? Adrian Perez. Do you remember him?
Right. It was them
So,
two pulling
this
strings.
was, this was, I want to be clear with Adrian. We know Joe D. Kiara, we got it. But Adrian Perez is like, first of all, these feet, Reggie. I mean, I don't, I that guy. I don't know. You got to make sure you're wearing some tight underwear, man, because
Groin's
they'll come
everywhere.
off. That guy. Oh, Reggie, what a
He's
like
gifted. Very.
fantastic feet. right? So, but yeah, it was pretty amazing. And I it's funny because it was written, right? And Kamal, I said this to Kamal, I said it to Dane and guys like this. And of course, Alistair, these big players, they're not afraid of those moments. Kamal, if he was ever nervous, some players are like that before, but when the lights came on, he was ready to play. And I think that was fantastic to see, because the bigger the game, Kamal was in it. Kamal did not, he's one of, Reg, we talk about like guys don't want to be on the bench. Kamal does not want to be on the bench.
Right.
He wants to play, right? And yes, he wants his team to win, but want to play. So that was pretty cool. That was amazing. And I'm glad that Kamal remembered the stories, Reg, because, you know, but yeah, ball burst. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about that. I can't believe that.
So Kamal, pretty amazing career at the Qs, to say the least. Great environment to play at. Amazing conference. We talked about playing in the ACC. Games are tough every week. Amazing stuff there. You played beside a pretty good player your first couple of years.
Most definitely. My roommate my first 2 years, Miles Robinson.
U.S. national team, Atlanta United.
MLS Cup winner.
Yeah, winner of the MLS Cup. That's right.
Best 11.
Like, no joke, eh? Kamal. Yeah, so not a bad partnership. Talk to us about how that was. You already talked about you his roommate. Was it a mentorship thing? Like, you know, took you under his wing kind of deal? How was that?
It was unreal. We were both freshmen the same year. Wow. So we were coming into it together, not really knowing what to
expect. That's right. Yeah, I thought he was a year older. You're right. That's right.
And at the time, Syracuse just graduated their best defense of all time with Jordan Morrell and Skylar Thomas.
Canadian boys, yes.
Yeah, so next up, so that was the big question that Max said to Miles and myself, like one of the first days of training is, listen, guys, the team is worried about the defense. Are you guys ready to step up?
Wow.
And I mean, we were, of course we said yes, but at the time we didn't know what was coming and the real responsibility we were going to have as freshmen. So yeah, from the start, the team just believed in us. We had another phenomenal player who played in between us in our back three, Louis Cross, who was a junior while we were freshmen. And he was the one who pulled all the strings. He was the voice and the brains, and his positioning was unreal. And his leadership with the two young guys beside him, Miles and I were the talent, but he was the one who really pulled it together. And that freshman year, we had one of the best defenses in the nation. So it really speaks of Mac and how much he believed in us and saw the vision from the start. So it was incredible to be part of that group.
The credit to those who've helped is so impressive. Hey, Reg, like pretty cool
to
listen to these guys talk about, you know, guys that help you along the way. And that's, let's be honest here, that's a pretty devastating tandem with Miles Robinson and Kamal Miller. That's right. Unreal. Fantastic.
Lots of Canadian center backs at Syracuse. Mm-hmm. I think we know one, right? So
yeah.
They're coming down here to get all the center backs, right?
So Kamal, he goes back. You might even know him too, Kamal. Yeah, coach in the GTA and a good friend of myself and Reggie, Richard Alexander, coaches at Markham Soccer Club. Mm-hmm. He was a original down there. He played in about mid-90s, right, Reggie?
Early 90s, I think.
Yeah, Richard, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but he was center back, right?
Yeah, right. Center back and captain, just like, you know, a lot of Canadians, right, Kamal?
Mm-hmm.
That put on that jersey. And yeah, so it's almost center back you when you think of it too.
That's it.
Okay, Kamal, you're at the Qs. You've won over your teammates, but every day is like every game is new, every challenge is new. You start to come into your own. You guys have a pretty good, while you're there, a pretty good career there.
Right. And
you had a highlight there. You guys go to the College Cup. Walk us through that year. Like, what were some things happening there? Because you even scored some goals. What was that like?
Right. My whole freshman year was probably the craziest year of soccer I've experienced in my life so far. It started in preseason. I didn't play the first two preseason games because of some blood work testing that I had to do. I wasn't eligible. I wasn't clear to play those first two games. And then my first game back, was our final preseason game against Georgetown, who had a phenomenal team that year. I believe five guys went on to get drafted from that team. Wow. They killed us, absolutely killed us, 3-4-0 in preseason at our home. So going into our first game, we did not know what to expect. Everything was just kind of up in the air. And then I started my first, or that was the second game, sorry. And then the third game was against UConn. They had some Canadians down there at the time. Kwame was killing it there.
Yes.
They had an incredible team there, UConn, as they always do. And we won that game 2-1, I believe. And at the time, we were supposed to be nowhere near UConn. They were one of the favorites to win the national championship. So after we beat them, everything kind of turned around for the better, and we started to believe in ourselves. And then we went into our first game of the year on the road. Our first two games of the year were double away games. We played Hofstra the first game, and we lost 1-0 that game. I'll never forget that game. I gave away the PK, and they scored. And I thought my college career was over from there. I didn't think I'd see the field again.
Right.
So that was a very, very tough lesson. I'm a freshman, give away the PK, we lose the game, the seniors are going crazy.
Yeah, start to doubt stuff.
It was a real crazy experience. And then from there, we headed to Bucknell, who was another good team, who always makes some noise in the tournament coming out of their conference. And they take us to double OT, and we win that game in double OT. And from there, we kind of picked up a little bit of traction, and Our star goalkeeper, who was hurt at the time, came back. He was a freshman that year too, along with me and Miles, and us three at the back, along with Louis. From there, we just kept putting up clean sheets, and the front guys, Julian and Nanko, and these guys up there just kept producing, and we kept winning and went on a Cinderella story. I believe we were second last seeded in the ACC tournament.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. It was a great
run.
We
went on it. So all of our games were away. We beat North Carolina. We beat Clemson. We beat another powerhouse ACC team to go on and win the ACC tournament.
Wow.
In our freshman year. So yeah, it was crazy. And then headed to the College Cup against Clemson, a team that we just beat in the ACC tournament semifinal to knock them out. We met them in the College Cup semifinal, and they got the better of us that day in PKs, but it definitely shouldn't have gone to PKs. We should have won that game, but
that was a heartbreaker. I watched that one too, and I was
heartbreaker.
And you know, you could, we're around football, right, guys? And obviously Kamal's around it. Day it's his job, and you know, Reg, one of those games where you just thought, oh no, like if they don't kill this off, something's gonna happen. You know what I mean? That's what it felt like Kamal watching, right? And I was like, ah, oh, man, I was happy when I looked back in terms of what a great run you had, Kamal, personally, and the team, right? And then I was like, oh, I remember sitting in the car, I'm like, oh man. He's like, well, did you see it? I went, yeah, I watched it. It was like this night. He's like, ah, oh. But you know, still happy because at the end of the day, Reggie, you know, young man, had a great run, and Kamal talked about his struggle. And I like that you, all three of you guys that have been on lately and other guys have been on, you talk about it's never easy. There's right. always a next challenge, right? There's always something else that there's always right. adversity is what I'm saying, right? And that's, I mean, Kamal, that's it's sweeter when you succeed, I guess, right? But that was an interesting ride because, like you said, you talked about that game where you gave away the PK, and I'm like, I think Max still believes in him. And that was my thing. I think they believe in him. He'll be all right.
Well, it's a story, Rich, of like the players. It's like, you know, we all watch soccer, and you know, you see professional players, even in the EPL, Bayern Munich, wherever, Bundesliga, wherever you're watching. And it's like everyone, oh, it's so good. They just strolled from youth to the semi-pro to pro. Yeah. They just strolled in. It was easy for them. But yeah, you're looking at other players. It's not that easy. And we've had the other two guys on, Dane and Alistair, and they've both told us times where, you know, I can remember when Dane said he didn't play well in his freshman year and didn't see the field the rest of the year, right? So you go through the adversity a little bit, you come back a little bit stronger, and you get to where you are right now. It's a good story of perseverance and having the right attitude.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. And I think, Kamal, you got called in one of your first youth camps. And Reggie, we want to make this clear. We thought Kamal should have been called in earlier a lot of times, right? Kamal, you remember we were talking about this? Mm-hmm. Youth national team gets called. And no one likes fitness, but Kamal really didn't like fitness. And that's why I give this young man so much credit, because he is a machine now. And we always knew once that gets taken care of, and it has. So Kamal is a hard worker. He is, you know, amazing that way. But I remember, Kamal, we were one night. This is Patrice. This is another crazy Patrice story. Reg, we are at McNaughton, you know, the hallowed grounds, like I said. Mm-hmm. And the lights go off. We got to go, right? Nope. Kamal, Dayon, and I think Mano, Emmanuel Zambasis, mm-hmm. right?
All these guys were on the same team?
Oh, my gosh. We only had Emmanuel for a bit, right? Remember, Kamal? But, like, that was special. Like, these guys were – Reggie, when you tell you, it was a joy to watch. Oh, my God. When people say coach, no, I think I just watched. That was something else. But, yeah, so these guys are getting ready. Patrice gets us to turn on the lights, the headlights of the cars, so these guys could do extra sprints. Do you remember that, Kamal?
Of course. I remember Patrice changed the sessions. Usually it's no fitness during the sessions, but just for us, he incorporated some fitness in between the drills. Okay, drop down, give me 100 crunches, give me 50 push-ups. And then after, I'm like, okay, like we're dead. We're literally doing fitness for the first time ever. He says, where are you guys going? Get on the line, 18 to 18 sprints, I remember.
In the dark. I remember asking a couple of the parents to put their lights on, and then, of course, I put mine on. I'm not joking with you.
It's like 11 p.m. at this point, too. Yeah. School the next day.
I heard Patrice is famous for that.
And, you know, and we always used to like, no, they need it. And, again, it was – that's what the balance was. You know, he knew how to push these guys, and I think that was a great thing, because Kamal is a great example of, you know, having the talent, but that little extra step. And he's done it. Listen, guys, Kamal has done all this, and he's persevered. And, you know, I guess we're going to talk about this, Kamal. I mean, you had a great career at Syracuse for sure. Mm-hmm. We were talking off this, and they're like, Kamal, sorry, we did Alistair, did Dane. And I was joking. I guess I'm saving the best for last. Then, Kamal, what was your response? Well, the MLS.
Yeah, 100%. I'm the best for last. they won't Kamal, like it, but not, you know, numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie. Most MLS appearances, Reg. That's what Kamal said.
Wow, well, if he's right, he's right, right? So what can you do?
Ali and Dane are going to love that, Kamal. Kamal, you finish off at the Cuse. You had a great career there. Let's be honest. A really good collegiate career. Leader there. You became part of that fabric. It's a great school. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, for us, even part of, you know, living closer to it, right, Reg? We're not that far away. We always had an affinity to it. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, Reggie, your boy, Carmelo Anthony, mm-hmm. is part of the Cuse, won a national championship there.
Sure did.
Kamal got to experience the Carmelo Anthony Center too, right? So that was pretty mm-hmm. cool. Mm-hmm. From there, and then Kamal, a pretty amazing thing too. We had Dane on, and, you know, the MLS draft comes up, and you're waiting. You eventually get drafted on the same day as one of your best friends, Dane Sinclair. Right. Talk to me a little bit about that and how special that was.
Yeah, that was extremely special. But before that, I just want to say my 4 years at Syracuse, I think, really, really shapes me and who I am today. You know, Joe, there was an opportunity for me to leave after my second year when the when the Canadian GA thing came around. And at the time, I was extremely disappointed that I didn't get to leave. But looking back, captaining my junior year and my senior year and developing those responsibility traits and leadership traits and focusing on changing my body in those last 2 years really, really allowed me to prepare for that moment in Chicago, which was also an incredible experience, being there at the combine with Dane, just being able to go through it with one of your best friends who you shared the field with for so many years was truly incredible, really, really incredible. I remember just sitting there in the, like, leading up to the combine, everybody's paying attention to Twitter and the mock drafts and who's going where and stuff like that, but really, when you're there, it's all a blur. Nobody knows nothing except for the GAs, maybe. But yeah, being there with Dane was crazy. Sitting there, I think he was the row ahead of me, and maybe six seats to the left, he was sitting there with his parents, and I was there with my family as well. So yeah, just both of our families being able to share that special moment was amazing.
I'm glad Kamal took us back, Reggie, and that's true, Kamal. I remember, yes, we were hoping you'd get the Generation Adidas and so on, but I think it was, well, you just mentioned it. I think that's true, Kamal Miller, where, yes, we believe in you, but maybe there's a doubt, not from obviously us and people who know you, but that was always something that I thought, Kamal, for me, I thought it, and you just mentioned it, and I think, you know, I'm glad that that's true. It drove you. It motivated you.
Right.
You're like, yo, I deserve to be here. Like, you know, not just, oh, maybe I should be, you know, and that's great that you had that leadership opportunity because you come in as a freshman. Yes, you know, you played and yes, you had a great run. Yes, you were with Miles Robinson. But then to go back and to be, you know, really stamp your mark as a leader, as a captain of a big time program, says a lot to like where you came from and where you were at. And then again, there's even more like, okay, I didn't get this, but I'm still going to show you because you get drafted that day. It's an amazing thing with Dane, what you said. And Dane spoke about that too. We joke with Dane, right, Reggie? He said how cool it was to be with his best friend and to get drafted was almost like a dream, right?
Right.
And then Kamal, you're waiting there and, you know, you see Dane go and you go early. You go early, early second round, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many guys from the second round go on and do what you did, make the team and so on? So speak to that and, you know, how it was to be picked by Orlando and so on and that situation.
Yeah, for me, it was a crazy experience because at the Combine, there's interviews. You get these interviews with coaches as the days progress and you get to sit down with some GMs and technical directors of these MLS clubs and they give you insight on what they think about you, what you need to work on, and where you could go. So there was a club. I'm not going to say the club. We could talk about it after. But there's a club who told me that with their first round pick, they're going to take me. Like the GM and the head coach looked me in the eye and said, "You're going to be our first round pick."
Oh, I know the team too. I won't say it either.
I got to hear this team.
So I'm there getting myself together. The pick is coming up, so I didn't tell my mom, but I'm like, "Mom, this is the time. Like, this is what we've been waiting for. This is all those nights I went to night school for, blah 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 blah. Like, everything's about to change right now." And then when I heard that different name called, it was like a knife in my heart. I've never felt something like that in my life. So yeah, that was tough to swallow. And then when the first round ended and I didn't go, I wanted to leave. I didn't want to be there anymore. No. It took my mom and my girlfriend sitting beside me to really talk sense into me and say, "You're going to end up exactly where you belong. Everything happens for a reason."
Great support.
And yeah, everything did happen for a reason. So I ended up going early second round. Surprising because over the span of the Combine, I spoke to about six MLS clubs and Orlando City was not one of those clubs who spoke to me, so I had no idea they had any interest in me. So it was pretty crazy when I heard my name called, and yeah, it was fate. For while I was shopping for my suit, I came across a purple tie, and out of everything I tried on, like, a purple tie was the one that stuck with me the most, and I said, "Okay, I'm taking this purple one."
Look at that.
And the fact that I got drafted to Orlando was like a real, real sign.
It happens for a reason,
that,
right?
That feeling went right out the window. So yeah, it all did happen for a reason. I did end up in a great spot. Yeah. So it was a crazy experience. Life lessons right there.
Orlando's not a bad place to go and work.
No, I think you did okay. You did okay. No, you had a good time there. Yeah.
Some outdoor work in Orlando, not bad.
Yeah, that's right. So with Kamal, so again, I remember watching it. It's probably, you know, it's almost in, you know, this time, right? Because today was the MLS draft. And, you know, of course, Kamal, good on Kamal and Dane and Alistair for you know, putting it on their social media about, you know, good luck to the guys and so on, especially the Canadian ones. I know I saw that on Kamal. So that's a testament to you guys because you're always thinking about, you know, where you were and guys going through that. I remember watching that. Pat was there. I joked with Dane saying, the whole like leading up to like, yo, Pat, maybe I should come to, let's go. Yeah, yeah. And then of course, you know, true to form, Pat's there by himself. No, it's all good. No, it was all good. We were kidding about it and Pat knows I'm joking, but so yes, we know that. I'm texting Pat saying congrats and, you know, to the guys and to you guys. It was great. Carm and I were watching it. Like he was at his place. I was mine. And when you got drafted, we were a sigh of relief, right? Because we know how hard you worked. And you know what? I think watching that, and again, true to Mr. Miller, true to Kamal, yes, you got a chance, but, you know, still having to prove it. And then you go there and you do that. Like, it's, I know it wasn't easy there, Kamal, but by the end, you know, you're playing games, you get thrown, you had a good performance here. Actually, that's an understatement. You had a great performance against TFC. That must have been really special, Kamal. That was good. By the way, Kamal, I was at that game. I didn't bother you. I regret it because I wanted to, but I knew everyone was bugging you. But I was there and I watched. I was very proud of you. So great game there.
Amazing. Yeah.
Playing against your hometown team. What was that like?
That was the first time my family got to see me play live professional. Wow. So that was another crazy, crazy, crazy experience. The amount of usually on away trips, the away team gets an allotment of maybe 100 tickets. I think I used about 85 of them. So I just knew everyone who I gave a ticket to was there just watching me and wanted to see me do so well. And arguably that was one of my best performances of my rookie year.
It was great.
Yeah, playing against TFC at the time, the stuff they were doing and just the waves and waves of attack coming to my side. They probably targeted me that day, but I stood strong and took care of everything.
Who are you marking that day? I mean, I'm probably a different thing, but who was coming at you and stuff? Was it
Richie Larea? Definitely on the overlaps was coming at me. I believe it was Tsubasa Endo at a point, I believe Jacob Schaffelberg, and even Osorio drifted wide sometimes to try to take me on. They threw everything at me.
I remember saying to the guy, I keep saying, you know, like even to in my section, TSC, I'm like, yeah, that's the kid, you know, and you feel pressure for you, but true to form, Kamal stepped up. So Kamal, you have overall a good experience in Orlando. I'd say you got a chance to play. We did learn some stuff. We learned, Reggie, I got to say this. We were always worried about Kamal's nutrition when he was here, right? Kamal, I'm like, what did you eat? I remember Patrice saying, what'd you have, Kamal? No, be honest with me. And then, why am I saying this, Kamal? Because, wow, during like lockdown and quarantine, Kamal becomes this amazing cook. And you're all over Orlando City's social media. How did that come about? Come on, like, come on, enlighten us on that. You love to cook now?
During my, I think it was my senior year in college, when I moved off campus, I had no more access to the, well, I still had access, but it was just a hassle to head to the cafeteria head all the way off campus. So I had to do something. I was finally in a house with a functioning kitchen compared to the dorms, so from there is where I really started to cook for myself and save money. And I knew that this was my final year before I go pro, so it was time to get my nutrition right. So since then I've kind of found the interest in cooking, went to different recipes and stuff. And then when we finally went into lockdown, we had a huge meeting with the media team and they were like, we're not going to get any content of you guys. So literally everything you do, record it and send it to us and we'll make something of it.
Wow.
So everyone was recording themselves, doing workouts and playing video games. And I was, how can I be different? So I just started recording my cooking sessions and talking into the camera. It was so weird at the point, but and I didn't think anything of it. Yeah, they were. And then so the media team turned it into a little segment I had. And yeah, it took off from there. It got way, way, way more attention than I thought it would.
And more than anything on their social media. It was great.
Right. That was probably the highlight of all the quarantine.
And I remember texting Pat and he's like, we were laughing because then we called him like, yo, you remember this guy? I remember Pat Patrice would be saying, come on, stop drinking Sunny D. And mind you,
and they couldn't like, even. I was just gonna say that,
right?
Even my freshman year, like before every game, the morning of the game, I had to chug 2 bottles of water in front of Coach Mack.
See,
every game, he's like, drink these bottles right now, or you're not playing.
I got to tell this story. Kamal, he was like, "Am I okay?" So Reg, Kamal knows what I think about him. I love this kid so much. We're getting set. You know, Patrice and myself, we helped put together the Vaughn Showcase. And, you know, we have college coaches come. Of course, Coach Mack, you know, Syracuse, all big schools. We're very fortunate. So I'm straddling between running it and coaching it. And at the time, I was helping Patrice coach. And so, you know, Kamal is, I think, grade 11 then or 10. But it wasn't his last recruitment year, but it was still, right? So I remember going over and getting the guys ready. And then Kamal's like, "Yo, Joe, I don't think I got my boots." And I said, "What?" And I'm stuck because I'm like, if this gets to the head coach, if this gets to Pat, this is trouble, right, Reggie? I'm like,
of course.
I don't know what to do here. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, okay, come on, you sure? He's like, yeah. And I don't know, come on, but come on, we had to send you back,
right?
And you went somewhere to get them. And I was like, and Patrice like, okay, guys, get ready. You know, these are young kids, right? And this is not the polished pro that is now. Come on, these are young guys, and so Patrice like, what's wrong? What, Joe? Why is Mr. Miller not getting ready? I said, I'm stumbling. I'm like, I think he's. He doesn't have his shoes. What? You're joking. I said, no. He's like, Joe, I'm not sure. In typical Patrice fashion, Kamal will tell you, Joe, I'm not sure about a lot of things, but I do know this. I do know that a soccer player cannot play soccer without soccer shoes. And of course, I'm like, yes. Yeah, okay. And then we took care of it. So, I mean, true to form, Kamal finds his shoes and he plays and he does very well. I'll rewind really quickly because Kamal, the year before I had joined Vaughn, I was there with another group and, you know, I had decent players. Mathieu Laurent, you know, pretty good player, right? UAB, played Birmingham Legion and, you know, Kamal thinks highly of him and vice versa.
One of my favorite center back partners to this day.
What a tandem. Sure. What a tandem. And he says hello. I spoke to Mathieu today. And he's been on our show, right? Remember early days?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
So I said, wow, like this is – and so, you know, Mathieu, I said, pretty good. It's the first time I see Kamal. I'm talking to Carm Sacco and Patrice, and we were scheduled to go down to Dallas Cup. I don't even know if you know this, Kamal, but – so we were going to go down, and, you know, Mathieu was going to be with the national team. We weren't sure with the likes of Jordan Hamilton at the time. And I'm like, I'm not sure. I said, you know, if we're going to have anybody. So then – Patrice is like, well, you should take Kamal. I said, are you kidding me? I said, I'll take him yesterday. Like, yeah, let's go. Mm-hmm. So we were going to take Kamal, a year younger, to come with us down to the Dallas Cup. And then something else came up, whereas Kamal might have been into another youth national camp. But I remember watching Kamal and saying, whoa, first time I saw him play. And I said, this kid is special. Yeah, so I wanted you early days, Kamal. So that was.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we were gonna take you, and I had the paperwork and everything done. And wow. Yeah, I was like, yeah, let's let's introduce me. Let's go. We'll get them training with us, and vice versa. And then things just didn't work out that way. But they definitely worked out for you, Kamal. Orlando City, and then not only can you cook, we know you can play. You had a pretty good run this year as well, Kamal, where you got some, you know, some playing time, some very valuable playing time, playoff run, important games. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, this year was interesting year, of course, with the pandemic and everything like that. And early in the season, throughout the preseason, I was penciled in as the number one fullback. And leading up to the opening weekend, I think RSL had a huge injury to the matchup I was supposed to go against, and we predicted that they were going to set up in a lot more defensive structure, and we had an amazing attacking fullback who I was competing with, and of course, me being a natural center back, defensive, my first instinct compared to him where attacking is his first instinct.
Is that Matinho? It was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Akron, correct? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So he got the nod, and from there, when something's not broken, don't fix it, right? So he got the run of games for a long time, including the MLS's back tournament. And then once we got out of the bubble, he went down with an injury, unfortunately. And yeah, from there it was next man up. And then that's when I started to get my run of games, and we set up in a whole different approach with me being in the lineup. It was kind of like a attacking in a back three with me on the left side, and defending in a four with me as a fullback.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So yeah, we changed the identity of the team from there, and it was working a lot. So even when he came back, it was neck and neck, and depending on the matchup, the boss decided who he wanted to go with. So it was a good experience for me. We both helped each other a lot, and the weaknesses of our games, and overall, yeah, I put together a decent run of games, and toward the playoffs, so I played some huge minutes in Orlando's first playoff run. So that was
pretty amazing
as well.
Too. Yeah, and Kamal's being, I would say, very modest here, Reggie. He had a great run. He had a great run with Orlando in the playoffs, and he was so valuable. He was, you know, teams knew, hey, that's the young guy, we're going to go at him, and he really stepped up. Kamal, I always said this, you read the game so well, so well. People do not give you enough credit for that. Or actually, they do. We know that you read it well, and you step in well. But your recovery has gone, it's really improved. I mean, unbelievable. You know, Reg, you've been there. Right, no center back's ever going to say they've been beat, but you know that one time you guys get beat, you know, the one time, to be able to open up and turn and catch. And Kamal, that's really, that's a testament. It's got to be to, you know, your regiment and taking care of your body, right? Would you say that it's taken some work, and that's why you've written, like, because, I mean, it's a really big improvement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely, especially with the change of coaching staff. I knew that every game, we were going to be the ones taking the game to the other team. That was the game plan from day one. And with that, there's going to be holes all around the field, right? So I knew, instead of defending in a structure most of the time compared to my rookie year, it was a isolation game. Win your 1v1 battle, and we're straight back up the field again. So I really, really, really tapped into changing in my body from preseason, and especially with the pandemic, it was crazy transformation from 190 to like 178.
Wow,
let's go. So, lean, mean Kamal.
Yes, just to really be able to deal with these tricky wingers, these guys that get paid millions to beat you, right? So I really had to tap into that.
I think we got to talk about that, Kamal, because in a playoff game, you go against a former teammate, right, at the Q's, fellow Canadian. Right. You're at camp with him right now. Kamal is joining us from IMG Academy in Bradenton, with the home of the Canadian men's national team, with Tejon Buchanan. So that must have been, watching it was pretty cool. I said, what's going through Kamal's mind? That's a pretty great experience to go against, you know, a former college teammate and so on.
Yeah, playing with Tejon for 2 years at CUSA, I knew what his strengths were, right? And his strength is that 1v1 isolation game where he's going to freeze you and push the ball past you and take off and finish with an end product, either a shot or a cross. So the quality was there, and that was my main assignment, because he was playing right back that game.
That's right.
And the winger in front of him, Carlos Hill, was very, very, very inverted and kind of pulled the strings.
Yeah.
So I knew I wouldn't have too much interaction with Hill, and it mainly was going to be myself versus Tejon on that left side all by myself. So
yeah, it was almost like a Richie Larea thing we do with TFC sometimes.
Right, right. Same kind of thing. So being able to deal with Tejon in those situations, yeah, there were some times I won the ball and we went the other way, and there were some times where he would beat me down the line and get across. But I think that was a special moment for both of us to know that all eyes are on this game, and it's two Q's boys going at each other, and more importantly, two Canadian boys going
at
each other.
Pushing. Perfect.
And Kamal, what about another rivalry? You can't forget about
where
it all started.
The biggest rivalry, Vaughn versus Sigma.
Vaughn Sigma, come on. Yeah, thank you. Come on.
So,
Jesus. Yeah. We talk. There you go.
I knew it was more important than Orlando versus New England.
Yeah. No, all kidding aside, we know we got love for Sigma, and those guys there do a great job. So that's, but yeah, absolutely. I thought that battle is still timeless. And we started our journey here with Kamal saying about the Sigma Showcase, and, you know,
right.
Sigma Vaughn is the game for all the coaches to come watch, or one of them,
yeah, obviously, for sure.
Some other teams too, but that's a big one. So, yeah. So then, and again, Kamal, just before, I know it's great talking to him, Reg, what a great kid.
Yeah, for
but,
sure.
You know, pretty amazing player playing, I think even in that game, just ahead of you, but in that group, done everything in the world of football. And Manny, what was that like playing with him? I mean, touch upon that a bit for us.
As I was leaving the club, he sent me like a 3-minute long voice note of everything he thought of me and stuff like that. But before I even told him, just it was he changed my life and my outlook on the game.
Like, wow.
I've never met anyone who just wanted to win every day so bad, win the day so bad, whether it was sprinting 1v1, whether it was shooting free kicks, whatever it was, he wanted to win, and he was gonna do it to the best of his ability. I believe he's 34, maybe 35 now, and his work ethic in the gym was unmatched. Before training, after training, he walks around with a duffel bag full of supplements. It's incredible just watching him. And if he's here in the MLS after winning the Champions League and the Euros and playing with every football legend under the sun, then why aren't I doing it? And the switch went off in my head that I really need to change everything I've done. And he said something to me early on. He's, maybe this is not exactly it, but whatever you want to get out of the sport is what you're going to put in, something along those lines. But he said it very, very uniquely that stuck with me. So,
and so, it's coming from, like you said, a guy who's done it all and played with all the best players. That's invaluable. Right. That's incredible.
Right. And going against him in training, we're both fierce competitors. Joe knows I don't like to lose as well. So
no.
there will be times we bump heads and make up after, and times where he would take me under his wing and pull my weight if I'm having a bad game, and opposite, sometimes defending where I would let him do his thing attackingly and take care of everything behind him offensively and just keep getting him the ball. So we had a good relationship, and yeah, it was such an honor to play with him. And when it was announced that I was leaving and I got traded, he was one of the first ones to reach out, and probably out of everyone, sent me the nicest message. So just just says, talks about his personality and his love for the game and how much he wanted to help the young player. Yeah, he's class.
Before we let you go, we have a question to ask you, but I also wanted to touch on this. You mentioned that you were traded. So you were traded to the team in Montreal. And you're going to be playing for one of my footballing heroes in Thierry Henry. Have you had a chance to...
One of the all-time greats.
Have you had a chance to talk to him yet? Has he reached out? Have you reached out?
Yeah, most definitely. As soon as it happened, a text came in, and he said we'll be in touch soon. And we were texting for a few days, and then when the when the call finally came in, it just felt so natural and so organic. Felt like I've known him for a long time, and the stuff he knew about me was incredible. I'm sure it was with the help of Patrice Bernier as well, who...
Yeah, another Cuse boy.
That's right. A Cuse legend and a Canadian guy as well. Right. So yeah, but that's just his insights on the games and visions he has for me, and the comparisons to some players that he's played with and against, that he showed me videos and says, you need to play like this guy for our club and stuff like that.
Can you give us a little bit of who's he saying that? Did he say anything like any guys that he thinks you should emulate?
Yeah, the one that I couldn't believe was Patrice Evra.
Well, yeah, hey,
okay. Had a good career.
Yeah, but there's another young boy who plays for Leipzig right now, Upamecano.
Up and coming star.
He says he sees a lot of me in him. And
wow. One of the most coveted center backs in the world. And I like that.
Arsenal tried to get him.
No comment, yeah. But go on.
just the way he's looking to play this year with a young, hungry team. He needs me to be able to handle my 1v1 battles against anyone in the league. So, yeah.
This is unbelievable. I mean, this is Thierry Henry, Nanny, and I'm where I'm from, you know, I live 5 minutes from where we talked about, and I would come watch you train as a young guy. This is... You belong, kid, is what I'm saying, is that you belong. And I just like Dane, Alistair, the other guys we have on, you guys belong. It's not that you're awestruck or starstruck. You are there. You guys belong because you keep putting in the work. And that is, I mean, first of all, now you made, like, Reggie's going to try to find your phone now. He's going to be calling you every day.
That number. You know? What's going on here?
But that is amazing. And Kamal, listen, now it's like, we're like Hotel Vaughn, right? Once you check in. So you're now an official member of the Football Weekly Podcast family. We will continue to talk and follow you. Like I say to everybody that we have on, right, Reg? We were talking about Mr. Miller.
For sure.
Early days. I remember saying this young cat's going to be going to Syracuse. Let's keep an eye on him. And so we are those guys who say, we told you so. And we told you so.
We can back it up with tape though. So.
Yeah, we can back it up, and we told you so. And Kamal, man, those guys, I'm telling you, man, Ali and Dane were like, when I told them you were coming on and, you know, I was going to have you on, they're like, yeah, no worry, we're going to knock it out. I don't know, man. We're going to see, but that's amazing, Kamal.
Best for last, I guess, right?
Oof.
So,
hey, the numbers don't lie.
That's true. It's true. So, Kamal, we were talking to Dane at the end of the show, and he said, if you're having Kamal on, you have to ask him this. And this is the most important question of the whole show.
The clincher.
Dane told us to ask you what the piece of equipment you used to wear was when you guys were playing back in the day. He said, make sure you ask him.
And I think I'm probably the only defender ever to wear a jock strap. it was my love for Sergio Ramos, the way he threw his body in front of anything. Everything, he threw his body in front of a missile. I just couldn't wrap my head around it. I was too worried about getting hit in the jewels. So I said, Dad, like, this, I need this, Dad. And my dad was like, what? Like, soccer players gonna wear that? What the heck? But yeah, I need it, and I think it helps me develop that kind of fearlessness.
Oh my God. Sure. Come on, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
You didn't know, Joe.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I guess that's a nugget.
You know what? That's the nugget. You got it. That's it. Dane kind of, okay. It's funny that Dane and Kamal have to be tied that way. I never knew it was going to be from a jockstrap. But anyway. Mr. Miller, it's absolutely always a pleasure to talk to you, listen to you, to follow your journey. It is not over, young man. We mean that. The sky is the limit. You have star power. You can. I agree with Nanny, especially for you and you guys. The game will give back to you, and you have so much to give. And we are so happy that you are talking to us from the Canadian men's national team camp in IMG in Florida. And buddy, we're going to keep following you, and you just keep making us proud.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. But before I go, I just want to say to everyone, no matter the age, what your aspiration is, doesn't have to be soccer. And Joe can collaborate and agree with me on this. The amount of times I've been counted out and doubted and slept on, and to this day I think I am still slept on and underrated and always fighting uphill. Just don't stop. Like I said earlier, the game or whatever you're doing is only gonna give you what you put in, so keep putting it in, and it's gonna come back eventually. So just keep going, and thank you guys for having me.
Truer words. Thank you for Kamal for joining us. I know you're at the Canadian men's national team camp. We appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us. Guys, another interview. Kamal, thank you again. Guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.